Welcome to TODGO Bookmakers at TODGOBookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping in. In the last couple of weeks, I made a workbench. Actually, it took me 2 days to make it and a couple of months to think about it. And it doesn't wobble too much, and it works out pretty good. It even has a vise attached to it. And now I don't have to bend over so much when I go to put in end papers and things of that nature when I make books, of which I have been making quite a few. Now that I have a studio where I have a workspace, I don't have to put everything away. As soon as I finish it, I can make books left and right, and I have a whole ton, and I sewed 3 yesterday that maybe I will put together today, although I am running out of glue. Also, what I've been doing, as you may or may not know, is I've been trying to get Tristram Shandy, the book made in 1750s, I'm trying to get it put up on my computer so I can print it out and make nice copies of it. And at the same time, I've been putting it in EPUB so I can give it away on iBooks and other places like that. Besides Tristram Shandy, I have also started putting up Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman, which is one long poem. No, it's a lot of different poems, but it's like 500 pages long. Quite impressive work. And, of course, I have my Calvado Pentology, which is 5 books that I have put up on my computer, and they're in design as EPUBs, and they're going to be put up on iBooks using iBook Author, all of which is a lot of busy work, and sometimes it becomes quite boring, but it has to be done, and it's enjoyable, and I'm sure once I'm finished, it's going to be wonderful. Here comes the drama. Please enjoy, and we'll see you next time.
I am in an enviable position. The position is I have some work. I have a little bit too much work, but it's good work, and it's improving my skills. First, in making books. Second, in organizing my time. Hey, Ludigala Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
I need some books made, and I was wondering if you could like to make them, and if it's possible, if you could do this for less than what you usually charge, because it will give you great opportunity to have great exposure with people that may get you some orders in the future.
So you want me to work for free?
Well, I'd like you to work for less than what you normally charge, because many people will be buying these books, and they'll see your name, and they'll want to get books made by you.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a car audio installation engineer.
So if I were to go to you and say, I want you to work for free putting a stereo in my car because other people will ride in my car and they might ask you to do it, would you work for free too?
I don't think that's the way it works, because my name isn't on the stereo system in your car.
I could put a little sign up saying, installed by you, and people will go, ooh, and then they'll buy it, and then they'll come to you and buy it.
I don't think so, because but the books, many people see the books, and how many people see your stereo in your car?
Maybe hundreds, I don't know.
Well, I don't think I can do that.
Oh, well then, you've answered your own question, haven't you?
What's that? Hello.
Working for free for people who need me is one thing. Working for free for people who just want free stuff, that's a bit different.